Hey,
Hey, what's
everybody.
going
Hey,
on?
welcome
Hey.
to Is It Crazy or Is It God? This is so funny. We're streaming from all the places.
Yep. Live on TikTok. What's up, TikTok? What's
We're
up,
live.
YouTube, Instagram?
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Is It Crazy or Is It God? We're switching up our times. It really, I feel like it doesn't matter because most of our people find us like after we are live anyway.
Yeah.
So. So switching up our time to right before we go to church on Sunday mornings, and it works for us very well. So we're probably going to keep it like this.
I like it. It's a thing where it's like get up early, talk to you guys, and then get a word. I love it.
Yeah, it's good for us. And you know, maybe you guys are getting ready for church too, and you know, this will be fun. But maybe you're not, and this will be fun either way. But anyway, listen, Is It Crazy or Is It God? It's our podcast. We're not pastors or anything like that. We're just a married couple reading the Bible together, for the first time, like all the way through. And, we're just trying to inspire a community of people to read along with us. You don't have to read right along with us, like what we're reading, but you should read the Bible just cause like, you should just know what's in there. I'll bet it'll be beneficial. Okay. Yeah, so that's that. I want to ask you, how did you apply the word this week?
I prayed a lot. And wow, this week, I think, how did I apply the word? This week, I applied the word with patience and listening to God. Because this week, God reminded me that He also,
what you looking for?
The comments. Oh, I'm sorry. He reminds me to be patient.
Hey, Mr. Peter Joe.
And He follows, just to be patient and to follow His instruction. Because time doesn't work in the same way that it works for God. Like, so let's be honest here. And I thought about this morning is time for us is fleeting, right? Watch what I'm about to say. Since the beginning of time, time is always involved in what we do, how we do, how we act, what we say. It's all depending on time because of what happened in the very beginning of the Garden of Eden. That's when Adam and Eve both ate the fruit. That's when time started. Time doesn't exist for God. And sometimes we forget to have patience and to listen to Him because we need everything to go, which is fair because we have a limited amount of time on this earth. But because time doesn't exist to God, and exist to us, there's this barrier, and that's where patience comes in. And with patience, we have to have the ability to rely on God and not time, but it's difficult for us to do because time is one of the most valuable things that exist to us. It probably is the most valuable. Because once it's gone, it's done. You can't get it back. You can't add more. Can't add more, you can't get it back. It's not like, oh, I lost $10. Oh, I lost 10 minutes. I'll get 10 minutes back. No, it's gone.
Yeah.
You get older. So I learned to listen to Him, and it's paid off. So next week, hopefully I'll come back and learn something else. But that's what I learned this week. And yeah.
That's what's up. You just solidified something into perspective for me, and you're right. I think our time is the most valuable as earthbound, if you will,
earthbound.
Like as earthlings. I think time is the most valuable. Yeah. Like our goal is to stay here as long as possible, but really, that's not God's goal. I think so. It's funny because we just think that once we leave the earth, like it's bad, but God just knows everything. So that's probably why time isn't really a thing to Him, because it's like everything that we know is based on the earth. Like oxygen is oxygen is so valuable to me because a lack of oxygen is going to lead to me dying. So it's like really interesting. But that's a whole other conversation. I am laughing because the way that I, so first of all, I just have to say, you almost lost me there, but you brought it back. And I'm getting better at that.
I'm getting better. Sometimes I'll lose people, probably in conversation.
No, you brought it back.
My whole life, that's probably how it's been, guys.
You brought it back. I'm proud of you. I'm in your corner. Okay.
People probably be like, I don't know what James is talking about, but I get it.
Yeah, but the goal is to stay there long enough to get it, and I did. Okay. I was there, and it landed well. So I appreciate
I'm working
that.
On it.
So listen, and it's ironic that it was about patience, because I was thinking to myself, okay, just see it out. And it was good. It was really good. So shout out to you. So, okay, here's what how I applied the word this week. Okay, this is wild. So a few years ago, when we used to commute every day to work, we would listen to the Erica Campbell morning show, right? Yeah. I forget what the name of it is. I think it's like Wake Up, or I don't know. Anyway, Erica Campbell has a bomb radio show. Mm-hmm. I believe it's still in the air on 104.1.
Yeah, we used to.
And she made a comment. She had made a comment or a statement one time that was like, she's going to stop saying, or she doesn't like to say, I can't believe it when she gets good news, because why can't you believe it? That's what God promises you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're saying I can't believe it, you're kind of negating the promises of God. You're negating the whole purpose of being faithful, right? And I was like, that always stuck to me, but this particular week it kind of like hit home, because it's like, when you pray for something and then you get it, and then you turn around and say I can't believe it, it could be anything. It could be an award, it could be like acceptance into a school
job.
It could be a new job, it could be a love song.
Oh, money. Could be a money.
I mean, anything. You shouldn't pray for money, but you know what I'm saying. It could be anything, and when you get it, if you say, I can't believe it, and it's like, well, what were you praying for? I'm sorry, you can't believe you was going to get it. So that kind of hit home to me, and it reminds me of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. That's, I don't even know what version that is, because this is out of this Mornings with God book that I got from the grocery store, but I've written that in my memory verse before, and it's like, I know the thoughts I think of you. Like, I have good in store for you, right? I'm not trying to play in your face. This is God, right? I'm not trying to promise you things or put desires in your heart that are impossible. Like, I put those there because this is your purpose. And when you fulfill them, you'll feel enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And so it's like interesting to me how it's so much easier to, it's Jeremiah 29:11.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier to kind of like think in a negative way. So this week, the way that I applied the word was just believing God. I've said this before in the last couple of weeks about Elijah. Like, I want to model my faith after Elijah's faith, like, you know, not just his, there's other people who had great faith as well, but Elijah really stuck out to me, because it was like, okay, he really about to test this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, God doesn't make mistakes. God blesses you, especially if you're trying to do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you're following his laws. So that's how I applied the word this week, just believing God and trying to strengthen my faith. And that was just a good verse. You're going to read it in a
Yeah, because it goes exactly to what you're saying. This is from the English Standard Version. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like, why wouldn't God want that for you?
Mm-hmm.
So those of us who might be, you know, because it's very easy to do this, but those of us who might be out there thinking like, it's not likely. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's going to work out for me. Like, I want this so bad. Mm-hmm. I think that's the point. I think God puts desires in our heart, and we are to seek him all the time, and he's going to show you how to do it. But it might not seem likely all the time, but that's the point of having faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's going to be there to sort of like prove that it's him.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a really interesting thing. All right, so we're gonna have to
just okay.
This is so funny. This is our first time on TikTok. We're old. All right. Ooh. Okay, so
let me just press plus again.
Okay, there we go. All right. Boom. That's so funny. So that's going to be interesting. We're going to do this the whole show, I guess, for the next 30 or 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. But this week, so that's how I apply the word this week.
Okay.
To be more faithful and trying to be more, you know, trusting. Okay, so this week we read Jonah. Okay, I don't want to go out of order, but I think we read Jonah. Well, it says Jonah 1 through 4, but that's all there is in Jonah. 2 Kings 14 through 20. Second Kings 14, mm-hmm. 2 Chronicles 25.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember reading that. It must have been last week when we read that, because I didn't remember reading that. And then we read Jonah 1 through 4, which is the entire book of Jonah. And then we were at 2 Kings 15, 2 Chronicles 26, and then we were at Isaiah 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we must have read that last week, which is fine. I mean, it was technically still part of this reading.
Yeah.
But we're probably, I said last week we were going to read this, we're probably not. This is really interesting, the way that they have this broken down in the 365 daily Bible reading plan, because some people opt to read the Bible cover to cover, like from the beginning to the end. And then we even have a chronological Bible that is not entirely like the regular Bible, but like with the, you know, everything split up the way it is. But I see why they have us doing this, because it's like they're telling the relevant stories grouped together. So you're thinking like, oh, we're going from First Kings and Second Chronicles, which is really kind of like, a lot of times they line it up. It's the same story. It's just two different, like, sort of, I guess, viewpoints. It's like the Book of Chronicles is telling the Chronicles of Kings. And then the Kings, I don't know who's writing all those, but, yeah, anyway.
I don't know who's writing those.
I don't know either. I can look it up. Or you can look it up, guys. But what's interesting is when they switch us around and tell us to go to Jonah and read Jonah, it kind of threw me for a loop, because I'm like, well, this isn't even in order. Or so I thought. But it's actually relevant. So we got a whole scenario thrown at us this week with this Jonah book.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I didn't even realize. And like, I had heard a story of Jonah and the whale, but I'm very cautious of saying the whale, because that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said a large fish. And sometimes we take things out of context, like sort of like, sure, that's the largest fish we've heard of in our modern day. That's but. True. Perhaps there's even larger fish. So I could be saying Jonah and the whale, and the Bible didn't say the whale, and then come find out, you know, 2,000 years from now.
Could have been a megalodon.
It could have been something. I don't even know what that is.
A big white shark.
Oh, it could be anything.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Anyway, I'm all on.
Yeah, but it could not.
It might not be
what we heard.
Yeah. And so that's the real, okay, this got to drive it home. That's the real importance of reading the Bible for yourself, because even something so small and probably, you know, maybe that will never, it will never matter whether they call it a fish or we call it a whale. Mm-hmm. But like when you hear stories about the Bible from other people, it's like you're relying on their interpretation. You're relying on their life wisdom. You're relying on the fact that they got it right. And it's really best to just go read it for yourself, because first of all, it's going to hit you in a different way. It's going to connect with you in your life, and certain things, especially in the season of life you're in, are just going to jump out at you, and you can apply it right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's really like it's the life code. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, it's like when you play video games and you can get to the next level by punching in a code. It's the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The instructions for life are right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like so funny that we spent so many years avoiding it or putting it off because it's so helpful. Like, it's ridiculous. So anyway, Jonah threw me for a loop.
Jonah was, you know what, going back to exactly what you said, Jonah wasn't, I don't remember Jonah being like this.
What do you mean?
I remember he got swallowed by the whale and then God spit him up. This is, right, now that I've read it, at this point in time, it's not a whale, it's a fish, and we're going to get into the breakdown. It's very short, but we're going to break down of what happened in each chapter, because it's not the way that I remembered it.
Okay.
I didn't remember Jonah being this angry guy, but we're going to get into that. Cause,
yeah. And you're talking about from your childhood when you learned it when you were young.
Yeah. Probably wasn't paying attention. It was just like, Jonah got swallowed by the whale. And then he prayed and God spit him out. You got to make it happen.
Right. But it's a whole other story than me.
Story.
That is wild. Okay. All right. So let's jump into this. So we can
start. All right. So the first thing is God and Jonah. God directs. Jonah's a prophet. And the reason that we went from 2 Kings 14 and 2 Chronicles 25 to Jonah is because Jonah is a prophet, and it's mentioned that it was mentioned in the Bible that he was a prophet to one of the worst kings in Kings, Jeroboam the second. And remember, we said this about kings. Kings are, or we're going to repeat it again, kings are just, they're doing what their fathers have done before their fathers before them. Some are good, some are bad. We'll get into that later. But Jonah was mentioned right there. Now we go directly to the story of Jonah. The first part is God directed Jonah to prophet to go tell a town or a city, Nineveh, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Nineveh. Sorry, guys. I'd be saying, I don't know how to pronounce. America's messed me up. I don't know how to pronounce other names from foreign lands. Anyway, so God directs Jonah to prophet size to Nineveh, they're doing evil. He says, no.
I'm not going.
He takes a ship to Tarshish.
I don't want to correct you. Look, you go get it, guys.
Yeah.
You want to know the real names, you got to read it for yourself. You just got to listen to this guy and his interpretation. He's going to tell you the real deal. It's just not going to be the real name. It's just fine.
Yeah. So he goes to Tarshish.
I think it's Tarshish, but Tarshish. I don't know. I don't really know.
Right, so he goes to Tarshish.
He goes
to Tarshish by ship. Now, while he's on this ship running from God, because he's like, I'm not doing this. I'm out. He's on the boat, sleep. There's a storm.
Wild.
God's like, no, you're not getting away from me. He's asleep. He's knocked out. Bottom of the boat. Storm is crazy. The crew members are up like, yo, wait.
We got to figure this out. We're going to die.
We got to figure this out. This has to be God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they start interviewing everybody from the ship. They say, hey, man. They wake up Jonah and say, hey, man, who are you? Where you come from? They're like, he said, man, I'm Hebrew. I serve the living God. And they're like,
it's you.
It's you. What's going on? Why is this storm wild? He's like, I just tried to get away from him. They're like, what? You tried to get away from the living God on a ship through the sea. Which basically he has control of.
And check this out. Then he said, just throw me off. And I was like, okay, it's cool. Just throw me off the boat.
So I could die.
And they're like, wait, we don't want to do that because then that's us killing someone and then that's not cool. Right? This is such a funny story.
And then he says, if you throw me over, the seas will come. And that's what happened. They threw him over. He's like this. Now I get to die in peace. This is what he wants.
Yeah.
I would rather die
than to go to Nineveh.
Than to go to Nineveh to serve the Lord. This is a real thing. And he's a prophet, guys. This is not made up. Then they throw him over the sea and the fish comes and eats him whole. Now God sends the fish to eat him whole to actually save him from his untimely, from his a death that he wants to commit to himself, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the fish, he prays to God and he says, thank you. While he's in the fish, he says, thank you for saving me. I will serve you. So God says, okay, you'll serve me. Cool. Spits him back out on dry land. And then God says, go to Nineveh, tell the people. And it was a long walk. after he said this prayer and gets spits out of the fish, he doesn't walk with like enthusiasm and happiness. He walks kind of like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like he forgot. He goes to Nineveh and he says, God, if you don't praise God, if you don't praise God, if oh, she's working on TikTok. Okay, all right, my bad, guys. We're new to this. So you're seeing me live.
We'll have a better setup.
You should know we're not bots. All right,
anyway. We're not AI.
We're not AI. So when Jonah says it, and he's not like Elisha or Moses or Joshua or Elijah. He's not those prophets. Samuel gave specific instructions. Hey guys, it would usually be a prayer, like a verse or two, mm-hmm. that says, hey, God needs you to do this and follow God's covenant. It's usually specific instructions that God tells the prophets. Jonah said, screw that. Hey guys, if you don't stop sinning,
you'll be overturned.
You'll be overturned.
It was like five words in Hebrew.
Five words in Hebrew. It's not like what we're used to. I was like, golly, no wonder this is short. Now, the funny thing is, and I was telling Faith this, the Sodom and Gomorrah is always going to be a reference, and we still use that reference to this
day. Yeah, we do.
And he thought overturn that Nineveh was going to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. God was going to wipe it from the earth. He's like, yes. What the king of Nineveh did is they immediately fasted and they immediately started praying. Immediately saying, God, we're sorry. And God says, okay, I forgive them. Now, you would think Jonah's like,
okay.
Yes.
Or even like, I've done it.
They're good. They're praising God. No, he gets angry because God did not treat them like Sodom and Gomorrah. He wanted to destroy them.
I think he wanted to see them suffer.
He wanted to see them suffer because they have sinned against God.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes outside and sits on in the sun, says, God, just kill me. Just kill me. What am I here for? These people aren't following you. And then God said, wait, why are you so angry?
Yeah, he said, is there a reason for your anger?
Like, you're living a good life. I just saved these people. Like, if it was like Samuel or Elisha or Elijah, they would have been like, oh, this is awesome. I'll go on to the next city.
I've done the Lord's work. It's like a sense of completion. Like, yeah. I follow the Lord, and I'm good.
That's what I thought, right? Jonah gets mad, sits in the sun. God plants a tree, grows a tree to give Jonah shade. Jonah's still mad. And God puts a worm in a tree. Tree eats the tree. Now Jonah's in the hot sun again. And then he says, God, kill me! And he got like, once again, why are you so angry? He was like, I forgive people like I forgave you. I like to save people and you know, give people another shot. And then he tells Jonah this, and Jonah just says, you know, take me out again, God. And then that's where it ends. So, you know, and I think that's a lesson for us where just because you're a prophet in doing God's work doesn't mean that he loves everybody, even though they sin against him. God loves, God, I have this theory, right? So God, this is the reason that God says, love your enemies. So if we talked about this last week, steadfast love. If you love your enemies, don't be surprised if God does. The whole point of the story is this is kind of the reason why we started this. because sometimes you get to a point where you love God so much that when you, an example is when you see people that are sinning against God, you forget that God loves them too. And you think because they're sinning against God, they should have this punishment bestowed upon them because they're not following the same principles you are. In reality, that's not up to you. That's between God. Uh-huh. And God said, love thy enemies in his original covenant and true commandment. That's one of the things, right? So in modern day times, some people would consider, not all churches, but some churches come off like that, where a person will be sinning and come from the club and they get judged and then they don't come back. But that person that just came from the club or has an alcohol problem or is just in a rough time, God loves them too because he brought them to the church to be, to get repentant.
Yeah. To get healing.
To get healing. But because I'm at church and I go every week and I read my Bible, I judge them because they're sinning against God. Now, I'm so passionate for God and I love God so much that I have forgotten who God is. And I think that's the story. I've forgotten that God says, love thy enemies. I love God so much, I want to see people. Jonah loved God so much, he wanted to see people perish that weren't serving him. But then he forgot God said, love your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
They repented.
That's a really good point when you talk about like the church, because I haven't experienced this, but I've heard stories, right, of people who like maybe mm-hmm. had children, you know, when they were young or out of wedlock or something, and they come to church and they get judged or just for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because you're not, I mean, like the people are the church, but it's sad when, you know, when somebody comes to the church for help or healing and the representation that they meet there is not necessarily represented. Right, we're representing God's love. And it reminds me of the analogy we used before about going to the hospital. Like, if you go to the hospital for an emergency or to get treatment, and the doctor or the nurses are like, why are you even here? Like, yeah. You know, you could have prevented this. Or, you know, like, oh, you're bleeding. Ew, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like so wild. It's like, no, but I came here for help. Like, yeah, I'm bleeding. Or, yeah, I'm sick. Yeah, I'm coughing. Yeah, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the symptoms are. Yeah, I am that. Because I came here because I need help. And so for people to not meet them with the love of God, it's really sad. But, you know, this was a perfect example of that, because when we read about Jonah, I didn't get it at first. I didn't even realize that he was so angry. Apparently later it came out that like, okay, so like these were his enemies and he didn't want to see that happen for them. And I can understand how like if you work really hard for something and you don't, you know, and you're walking a straight path and somebody's not, then, and you're like, they can't get what I get because I've been working so hard. It's like, that's not up for you to decide. Just focus on your own path. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people who do things like they have to go do their own things, and everybody's not the same. So you just got to focus on your own. But one of the things that I realized is that when he was running in the beginning, it's so funny because you can run away from God all you want. You can run away from God's instruction. And we all have reasons to do so. Like, I didn't want to do this channel for a long time because I was like, I don't want to get judged. I don't want people to hold me in the highest standard. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I cuss, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I drink, like I'm not a pastor. Like, I don't know everything about the Bible. Like, I don't know if I really want to do this, but I ran away from it for a little bit, but then it's just like, okay, just go ahead and do it because mm-hmm. God's telling you to do it. Yeah. You don't have to be whatever you think. So I was like, we have so many reasons to be Jonah. And Jonah is really all of us in some aspect. Mm-hmm. Because look at the story that was told. Now, this past week, I was listening to this really amazing story of this lady. And it was so many like ups and downs, dips and dives. And like, I was just thinking after we read the story of Jonah, how unbelievable it would be. And if somebody were to come up to you and tell you like, hey, where you been for the past few days? Man, a big fish swallowed me and then spit me back up. It's just like, yeah, okay. But it's like, God will do that to you for whatever reason. Like, but it's his relationship with you. It's your relationship with him. And no matter what you do to try to release yourself from God's instructions, you're going to find yourself right back there after having to go through some crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? He got swallowed by a whole fish. That's wild.
That's crazy.
So anyway, we're getting ready to get into these questions.
That was pretty nice. Okay, so the questions, Jonah was acting out of prejudice, and, Jonah was acting out of prejudice towards the people of Nineveh. How did God feel about his snobbery?
God was not pleased with his snobbery. It's like, just like you just described, God was like, that got charged. Okay, well, listen. We've got a plan B, guys. Here we go. Wait. There we go. Hopefully the sound is back.
Yeah.
I think the sound is back. Yeah. Hopefully it was only out for a couple minutes. Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Thank you so much for that comment.
Maybe
our microphones need to be charged.
Probably, yeah.
I charged those. I just didn't charge the other piece. Yeah. Anyway, listen, everybody.
Okay.
We're amateurs. Yeah. Thank you so much for sticking with us. But well, basically what I was saying is that God didn't like Jonah's snobbery because he was trying to tell him that, you know, I'm going to forgive you just like I forgive them. Like everybody's open for this forgiveness. Everybody's open for God's love. Everybody deserves it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to be with it. If everybody's available to repent and be forgiven, like, you can't be mad when somebody gets forgiven.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. You can't get, you don't get to choose. God, yeah. God is in control.
Yeah. I think that God was probably not shocked at his snobbery, but he was like, wait a minute. Wait, time out. Let's back up. You're angry that I forgave people who were sinning against me. I get it. I get you. But you cannot be angry because you can't be angry because I forgave you. I forgive all who ask for it. You have forgotten my covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Love your enemies. And I think the reason that he did the example of the tree was exactly, you're exactly right. He gets the tree, he gives you shade, and then he takes the tree away and he's like, hey, listen, I understand why you're angry, but just because you're angry there's no valid for your anger because that's not love.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what I'm about.
Mm-hmm.
I took the vine away. I brought it and took it away. That's just how life is. You're supposed to love your enemies. It's hard. We talked about that last week. It's very difficult to do.
It brings up another example for me in real life. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. Like, have you ever had, this hasn't happened to me recently, but it has happened to me in the past. Have you ever had like a bill collector or somebody call you like, hey, your bill's late, right? And you're like, yeah, I got you next check or whatever. And they're so angry and they're like, but you owe this money. And they want to say things to you that are like borderline disrespectful. It's like, yeah, I know I owe and I'm going to pay it. And you don't have to worry about that. Like, are you... You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Who would you owe? Are you Samsung? Are you Verizon? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you Verizon? Mm-hmm. Like, chill. Mm-hmm. Verizon know they're going to get their money. Why are you so mad? It kind of reminds me of that. It's like, okay, chill. Like, I have an agreement here. It's going to all be fine. It's going to all work out. I know what I'm doing. You don't need to come and be so disrespectful or angry to me, like, because of whatever. It also reminds me of Karen behavior, where it's just like, you can't park here. It's like, just like, lady, this isn't your parking lot. I'm not bothering you.
I'm not bothering
you. You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing those Karen clips.
Yeah. I'm not
anyway, bothering. not to put anybody out there. I'm just saying, like, those are two modern day examples that remind me of, like, people hating on what doesn't have anything to do with mm-hmm. them beyond their, like, you know, if you want to come and say, hey, you can't park there because they tow around here. Mm-hmm. That's one thing and leave it alone. Right. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I'm just calling because, you mm-hmm. know, your service is going to get cut if you don't pay soon. Okay, great. Understood. I'm going to take care of that. But for you to go further than that and be actually angry or be actually, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you really got to check yourself. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Do you have a reason to be angry?
Yeah.
Start using that. God said it.
Yeah. Like,
you have a reason to be angry.
Have a reason to be angry?
Next time you run into a Karen, ask them that. Do you have a good reason to be angry?
Yeah.
It's in Jonah. It's in Jonah 4. I'm going to give you the verse so you can quote it. Mm-hmm. Be like, God, that's a message for you. It's in Jonah 4:4. The Lord said, do you have a good reason to be angry?
That's that right there is the epitome of asking somebody who's like angry. Like,
what, what's going on with you? Are you all right?
Angry?
Jonah 4:4. Read it.
Yeah.
It, oh, God. The Lord said it.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, to misdemeanor justice. Why can't you pay today?
Yeah.
Because I have an arrangement with the Lord.
Yeah.
And the way my bank account and paycheck is set up, I can't pay it today. I won't pay it today.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, okay, this is so off topic, but sometimes I would sit there with the bill collectors and have a full-on conversation like, you know, maybe I could pay it today, but I don't want to. Like, it's not going to happen. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
And that was,
she got me all the conversation.
That was in the past.
That was in the past. Anyway, yeah, that's not even now. Yeah. Now this guy doesn't even let anything slide.
Nope, just like, that was in the past.
Apparently.
Yes.
It's just like, exactly. Whatever. Anyway, those were old days, but it was relevant, and I just wanted to say it because...
Well, let me pull a Jim Rohn out.
Oh, my God.
Hard
Hello.
Worker, sincere worker, you behind.
Oh, my God. This guy's pulling Jim Rohn. You know, anyway, listen, we got to continue because we have somewhere to be after this.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Misha Joe says, she said,
Well, it's either eat or pay you, right? Yeah. So looking like I'm gonna eat. Yeah. Bye-bye, have a great day. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Listen, God provides. And it was just a really good example, because it's like, you know, Jonah's mad for no reason. Yeah. He's making this up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just make up your own rules. You know, either you're going to follow the guidelines that God put out there, and you're going to be following those, and that's your litmus test or whatever, or you're going to go your own way. It's not both.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Either you're going to follow the laws that God have built or not. There's no black and white, and it's always a cause and effect.
And when somebody check you and say, hey, Jonah 4:4, do you have a reason to be angry?
Yeah.
Then you need to check yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway.
So we all off on a tangent.
Because that goes, following God laws, go back to like what Earl Nightingale said. The laws aren't, it doesn't matter who follows them, they're there. You can either follow the laws or not.
Yeah.
And there's a cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird thing. Anyway,
it's up to you. Okay, let's continue, because we got two more questions.
Yes. So the seven, we read 2 Kings 15 and 2 Chronicles 26. Once again, guys, these are your. Once again, guys, these are. Every king follows what kings do from the previous ones. Some kings are evil. They're more evil than their previous fathers.
Or the previous rulers.
Or the previous rulers. But most likely, it's their fathers.
Well, we see in here that they was killing people to get...
Yeah,
to
but get. It's always but a yeah. defendant.
Yeah, sure.
And some are good. Some are evil. Just like today.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are in high positions are good. Some people in high positions are evil. It's just a running thing. It's just in life, right? But we're seeing a trend and a pattern of doesn't matter if you're so it does matter. My apologies. The evil kings most likely get assassinated by another evil king. But
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the kings that do good,
they kind of stay in power.
They stay in power, but they always end up not staying in power because they'll serve the Lord, but they'll leave.
They'll leave the idols up, right? It's just like there's these places of worship that are not God approved. That's like, okay, you're worshiping, you know, golden cows or whatever, right?
Bam.
And they'll leave those up.
Yeah.
But I could see, so this was the point for me in that, even if you're good and you're doing good and your intention is good,
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have this tendency to do what was done before us because mm-hmm. that's the precedent. And it's like, oh, okay, well, this is how it's working before, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to touch that. But it's like, you really, you know, sometimes you have to go against the grain
mm-hmm.
to carry out God's instructions to you
mm-hmm.
and even though it could cause some disruption mm-hmm. it's like, you know, I'm learning that out of this, like, you know, just because it was that way before you, if you come along mm-hmm. and you see that it's wrong mm-hmm. and it's on your watch mm-hmm. then you have to you know, figure out what to do, you know, what sits right with you and what doesn't.
Yeah.
In power, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because anyway. Because it's that's a thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, got it. So that's the thing. And some kings are good, some kings are bad. But there's a lot of assassinations going on.
Yeah, it is.
How did the most common temptations, greed and power, affect these kings? I can answer that really simple. Because they're in a position of power, and this goes for... This is probably a great question because it's coming from power, whether you're a boss at a job, whether you're a president, whether you're a king, whether you're a dictator, whether you're a parent, anytime that you have power over something or someone or a lot of people, you're going to exert what you think is right. And especially when you're in a position of being a king, that ego,
mm-hmm.
and pride take over what is right. Mm-hmm. And you'll look up and be like, number one, you saw it done before you and it worked out. So you're like, oh, I'll be even more evil because it's worked out favorable for the people before me.
Or so you think.
So you think. And I just think that it's, to be honest with you, I think that greed and power are so easy to, they're so easy to succumb to because it's like an instant gratification. And greed and power feeds the pride and ego of an individual.
And but it's that, never enough.
Never enough. And that's why pride is always the downfall. Because you're like, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more power, I want more greed, I want more money, I can have anything I want, I can take anything I want,
I can do anything I want. And so that's what I was gonna bring up. King I think it's called Uzziah. Mm-hmm. They mentioned in 2 Kings that he was a leper, but then we find out in the 2 Chronicles 26 how that happened. Basically, he went to go burn incense where only the priests should be burning incense in the temple. And this guy got so arrogant, like, oh, look at all the things that I've done. It's like, you know, when you are asking God for help or you're asking God for blessings and he blesses you, and then you mm-hmm. turn around and be like, look at all these blessings. Mm-hmm. I am the man. You know what I mean? Or like, look what I can do, right? It's like, it's kind of a slap in the face because it's like, well, you didn't do that by yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're just kind of like jolly all along with all your accomplishments and everything, but it wasn't really just you. You have to mm-hmm. give some glory to God. It's like, I always make that comment of like, what you gonna do with all that glory? It's like walking around the hood with a bunch of diamonds on. It's like, you better watch out mm-hmm. because it doesn't really mean anything. Whatever you're getting out of the approval of man or whatever you're getting out of the just walking around mm-hmm. and taking in all of these accolades, it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. And it's so fleeting that you're going to constantly crave it and you're probably going to do something beyond the limits. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what happened to King Uzziah. I think mm-hmm. I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
Is that he felt like he's done so many great things mm-hmm. that he could go and do whatever he wants. So he started making a sacrifice or burning incense in the temple. And then he was hit with leprosy. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we always have this saying too, modern day, where it's just like, if I'm lying, then let God strike me. Mm-hmm. I don't like when people say that because mm-hmm. it's weird. But for me,
you'd be mad if you get struck because you said a white lie.
But my thing is, it was that quick for him. Mm-hmm. It was just like he did something he wasn't supposed to do. The priest came and checked him, like, hey, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
And then, bam, he had leprosy. Yeah. And when you had leprosy back then, they would put you away, like not away, mm-hmm. but you had to be away from everybody else. You had to be in solitude. And so that was his. And so whatever power or greed mm-hmm. or whatever he was feeding, right, it was like not even worth it because you can't even be around people because you went too far.
Yeah.
So that's what I think the answer is.
Yeah.
About how did the most common temptations, greed and power, affect the king?
Yeah.
They got big headed and then they started doing crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like you are acting out of character. Mm-hmm. I've been guilty, not necessarily of the greed and power thing, but mm-hmm. like, you know, you get so far down the lane and you start acting out of character, right? Mm-hmm. There have been times in school where you know, the Dirty Dozens, basically we could call it joning on people, and you start joning on people and you're mm-hmm. going back and forth. And then there have been times where I remember where I took it too far and I could tell the person was kind of like embarrassed or whatever, but I kept getting laughed, so I'm gonna keep on going. On top of the fact that those people, you know what I'm saying, like once you get into it, just like it's hard to stop.
Power.
So, and then, it's power, I guess. I guess that it's true.
Straight hurting like, somebody.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to. But it's like once you get on a roll like that, you're out of character.
Yep.
And it's like, I can't stop now. The people are laughing.
I want more.
Right, exactly. So that's not right to do. I'm not trying to glorify mm-hmm. it. I'm just saying that like we have all done that in a certain regard. And even people in powerful positions, mm-hmm. right, have done things like, oh, I want to put emphasis on this strategy, or I want this employee to stand up and tell us why they they couldn't get the report in on time. It's like, that's not why we're here. You know what I mean? So we could all check ourselves in that way. on how greed and power, like, and how ego affects our you know, positions.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, please continue. We've got one more question left, y'all.
Yeah, I think we should push this to next week because we're just factoring that. So So we're gonna wrap up now, guys. Once again, we're gonna give some shout outs. Shout out to Miss Demita Joe.
Yes, if you haven't checked out Miss Demita Joe's channel, she's on Miss Demita Joe on YouTube. I wish I had your if you could put your what is it called? Your link tree up. I'll be happy to put it up there.
We're gonna put that in.
But I will put that in the description. Follow Miss Demita Joe everywhere on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, and follow the D City Life Sisters. That's my other half of D City Life Sisters. It's Miss Demita Joe. We talk about everything from current events to culture to, you know, just how to stay uplifted in a positive mind state. And we also talk about like whatever's going on in pop culture, in the media, or in social media land. And it's pretty fun. So you can come over there and join us. I always give the disclaimer, Saints, you know, it's not rated G over there. So just keep that in mind. Don't send your kids. Don't bring your kids with you, because it's two adult women talking about real life stuff. So, you know, we'll be blessed about that. So anyway, what other shout outs do you have to give?
Oh, also, Miss Demita Joe has a also shout out to Miss Demita Joe. She has a interview coming up on February 28th.
It's true. We are civilized.
Yes, and it's a live interview.
Yes,
check it out with Coach Mitchell. Matthew Mitchell. Check that out. It'll
February
be
28th. February 28th. It's in a few days because it's the 25th right now.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll put all the link up to her channel and we'll remind you guys. But yeah, what are your shout outs?
Oh, my shout outs is to Fourth Quarter. If you love sports, you guys probably follow me on here. I see y'all. Y'all be looking this out. It's me, Craig, and Mo. We just talk about sports from a fan perspective. I have I love sports. And it's just good. Like right now, y'all think the NFL season is over, but right now it's the deep dive into the draft. So that's what I've been doing, learning about quarterbacks, learning about positions, learning about who's trading who, free agents, where they're landing, who's getting cut. It's just the whole deal. And then I have another podcast called HBCU Homecoming. I went with my friend Rose. She went to Howard. I went to
Rose.
Yeah, shout out to Rose. And we just talk about the current events that's going on in HBCU. You know, the HBCU combine just passed. We talk about, you know, stuff that the students and the alumni are doing. A lot of players and coaches were just played in the Super Bowl. We just talked about that. We talk about just what's going on the HBCU scene, because it's important to us. It needs light. But guys, we are out of here. We love y'all. We thank y'all for joining our live. They can probably see that on TikTok.
I don't think so.
Okay. I think you can.
Okay.
Because I think it'll record.
Okay, the whole screen.
Anyway, don't worry about it. Thank you for joining us. We will see y'all next week. We're going to be live every Sunday, probably around this time.
Next week, we're reading Isaiah 5-8. Amos 1-9, and 2 Chronicles,
maybe,
and back to Isaiah.
We'll see
how far
we get, but
we welcome y'all to join us.
Yeah.
You know, pick up your Bible, guys. This is some really good stuff. It's telling a really wild story, and you can take something out of it. So as we always say, don't take our word for it. Go to the source.
Read
your
Bible.
All right,
guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a good
one.